Hey there, guys. Welcome to the Baru Podcast. I am Brian.
This is Craig.
How you doing?
Hey.
So what do you want to talk about today?
Man boobies.
Man boobies?
No. Well, I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
I guess like last week, you know, since we missed it out on weight problems and exercise and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
I really need to get back into working out, you know, because I haven't done it for about almost, what did you say, about a year and a half right now?
Yeah. I think a lot of it is you just got to get up and move. You got to do something.
Mm.
No, I've always walked a lot and been in fairly good shape until about, I don't know, about 5 years ago, and then I had this health problem. But, you know, I've been, it's hard for me. I've always struggled with my weight being short and kind of stocky, but I notice now that I'm approaching 50, it's harder to keep the weight under control, especially since I can't move as much or I'm not as active. When I do walk, I used to use a walker, and I had to walk slow, so I need to I'm on the waiting list for physical therapy, but so that'll be good.
And when would that come into effect?
I don't even know if I'm on the waiting list. Supposedly I am, but I gotta check. But
yeah, we gotta check.
Usually it's about 3 months to 6 months, but I'd like to eventually maybe join a gym, but I think I would need more of a gym with support, like harnesses and stuff. So I don't know.
Harnesses? BDSM?
No. No. Not the beat my ass, daddy. I love you. But it's like, supports. So I don't fall. But I do miss going for walks. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you used to do your little push-ups, you know, by the sink and stuff like that, you know, for your therapy and stuff, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I've always struggled with weight. Growing up in the 60s and 70s, everybody was supposed to be anorexic and bony, and I just never looked.
It's like that now. With the skinny guys, you know, and. You know, them walking outside, you know, without any shirts on or anything like that.
Well, yeah. There's a difference between skinny and bony and muscular thin, you know, but I've never really fallen into that category. I've always been more of the beefy, I guess, or stocky, but
yeah, well, I mean, like, when I was working out, I noticed that my shoulders, they were kind of like getting a little, you know, bald, you know, more round. You know, in the mirror, and the only reason why I stopped was because of the because my lower back is, you know, has been like hurting me like crazy, you know, and I haven't been really seeing much difference, you know, over the years since I have been working out, you know, because since 42 I started, I think, yeah, now I'm 49 and it would be nice if there's a gym around close around here so we could be able to go down there.
I don't know where there is any here. My main problem has always been all my life is my stomach, because my stomach is solid and firm.
Well, you could get away with it with your solid. You know, I have a belly myself, and you know, since I stopped, you know, I noticed I was getting bigger. But now that, you know, the past couple of weeks, I noticed that I had lost 14 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, I have been kind of like watching out for what I eat, I guess. You know, but I not eating much protein, which I actually should be doing, you know, to keep the muscles going, you know, rather than the carbs.
Well, our problem is we have one of those little, you know, the fridges over here in Europe and Ireland are the mini fridges, you know, and
big out to the waist, you know.
Well, yeah, but it's hard to keep protein and fresh food in there because we get the food delivered and when you get a food delivered twice a week, there's only so much room for vegetables, milk, you know, cheese, protein, you know.
That's why I keep the whey protein mix inside the cabinet.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I actually would prefer, it'd be nice if we were a little closer into town, and, you know, we could do the shopping every day or every other day, but...
That would have been more handier, you know, with the, you know, of that apartment that we almost saw at the end of December.
Yeah.
Until, you know, the landlord has picked this apartment. So,
Yeah, so, I think with most things in life, you know, I went through a period where I cut out, you know, sweets and soda and diet soda and sweets and carbs, but you know, you
got. That's right. You don't really drink much soda anymore.
I find that you've got to have a treat every once in a while, otherwise you get depressed. It's like your body needs some form of sugar or carbs or sweets. It's like, you know, otherwise you get depressed, you know. And so I think with most things in life, there's a fine balance, you know, with eating and all that stuff. The main thing is that I, you know, try to focus on is eating. I don't like to eat chemicals, so I try to find the organic stuff, and there is a lot of organic stuff over here. But one thing that's a big trend right now, and was in California when I was in the 80s, was smoothies. And I don't think people realize how much fat and sugar...
There's a lot of calories in that.
It is in smoothies. I mean, they definitely aren't diet orientated, you know. So, you know, and yogurt, too.
That be also fruit smoothies?
Well, yeah. Because, you know, it's just sugar. You know, it's all sugar. But, you know, by the time you put in the, you know, the yogurt, the protein powder, and
a little bit of milk and some
milk
ice
and all that, yeah. You know, that's a lot of fat and carbs. The other thing is, a lot of people have this misconception about how you can eat tons of protein and not gain weight. Well, protein, if you eat too much protein, actually converts to fat. And so, you know, you have to do everything in balance. You know, you can't eat a 40-ounce steak. You know, you need to only eat like a 3-ounce.
It's like the size of a fist.
Right. Exactly. So
like I said, you know, it would be nice to go to the gym, but I mean, like, I'm comfortable working out at the house. You know, since we have the resistance bands, and. Yeah. Not many people, you know, like to work out at the house, you know, and, you know, because they immediately they want the equipment, you know, and, I mean, you don't really need much equipment, you know. I'm like, the resistant bands, you know, they're pretty light.
Well, yeah.
You know, and, you know, of course, going to the gym kind of, it motivates you, and, you know, seeing other people that work out, and, some people are kind of like when you're working out at the gym, you know, you kind of get sidetracked. You know, if somebody tends, you know, to talk to you, and, you know, before you know it, you're talking and you're missing out on your workouts, which I don't really like. You know, I rather continue with my workouts, you know, rather than talking to somebody. You know, but if there's like me and you with together and to I mean, that's fine, you know, if we're taking turns of working out together, you know, I mean, that's fine.
Well, you know, I like to do more cardio than Brian. That's why we had a treadmill for a while when we were living in Maine, and I actually like that, because, you know, I could go on the treadmill for an hour or two and just walk, you know, a brisk pace, but, you know, and me and Brian have different workout styles. I'm more of the
keeping, treadmill person.
Well, treadmill, but keeping the blood flowing. In other words, I like to get my workout all done within a half an hour. Brian has a tendency to spread it out to, like, you know,
all day. An hour and a half.
You know, so, but my philosophy is, you know, go, 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 go. Brian likes to rest and do all that stuff.
With the sets and the reps, you know, you have to give yourself, I think it's 45 seconds per each set, and then something like 2 minutes after each exercise sort of thing, you know.
Well, yeah, but 2 minutes, but by the time you get over and drop...
It is about an hour and a half.
Yeah, but by the time you get over and drop your weight and get over to the machine, get the weight set up, it's 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's why I had the power block. You know, I kind of like missed the power block because there's like a little pin that you just pull out and put it back in, you know, into a certain amount of weight.
Yeah.
And that only takes about maybe 10 seconds.
Right.
Probably like per each dumbbell or power block, you know, which I kind of miss, you know, because I enjoy the power block. I don't like the the Bowflex dumbbells. They're big, they're clunky, and you know, even though they have a knob at the side, you know, even when you have like very light weight, it looks like you're holding two sticks, you know. So But it would be nice to have just single chrome weights, you know, so that I could be easily to put on the rack and then just pick up another one, you know. I mean, I would like that, but probably like when we get the our own house, which will be a couple of years down the line or whenever that will be.
Yeah, we're gonna have the workout room. The dungeon, the TV room. I always like the Morticia Adams workout. You know, just put Ryan out on the rack and stretch him till he's thin. You know, that's another story. But I don't know it. The one thing I've discovered, I used to work out a lot when I was younger, and I'd go to the gyms, and everybody has their own little workout style, and I can always tell the people that are really are serious about working out, and not, because there's certain groups of people that pump two reps and then stand around and talk about it and drink their water and go over and, you know, wipe their sweat off, and then they come back and do another couple, you know. It's like, you know,
I've seen people, you know, working out and it's like kind of like form.
Yeah,
you know, like some people just go like this here really quickly, thinking that they're going to grow very quick.
No, you have to. You have to do it more slower. And push-ups, you see people doing the heavy pump like this, and you're actually supposed to do, you know, like this, where you're actually, you know, holding. Because if you do it like this, you're not actually holding yourself up and down. It's more the motion. You have to do it slowly to hold yourself up and down.
Yeah. You know, there's only one place where I... am actually able to work out, and that's at this side here, at this door, you know, because it has enough room here. It's the only place that I know.
Well, you can do it in the living room, but we've got the couch.
But then I need to mount the anchor, you know, on the door, you know, if I'm doing kind of like push-ups, not push-ups, but chest presses. You know, so
but I do a lot of just sitting and stuff, doing the trying to do the. I know it looks funny. I know it looks funny, but it's actually moving. It's developing your muscles, especially for me. When I lost use of everything, it's like, for me, just sitting there and just flexing and squeezing helped develop the muscles. So there's all forms of exercise. You don't need to be lifting weights. You know, there's body resistance and, you know, calisthenics and all sorts of stuff. And for me, sometimes, like when I'm watching TV, I'll sit there and do, you know, flexes and this kind of stuff. And just
have you? I haven't. Well, I guess I'm on the computer a lot, yeah, so.
Or doing
my own thing.
Yeah, in the bedroom watching Budapest Border Patrol Bathroom Police or whatever it is that you watch.
Oh, yeah.
Webcams.
Webcams, yeah, stuff like that, yeah. I mean, that kind of interests me, you know, it's just, but that's, I guess that's another topic, you know, but,
but anyway, so.
But I, you know, what I do like to watch is the Olympics. You know, I like to watch, there's a few things that I like to watch, which is the gymnastics,
yeah,
the powerlifting, swimming, diving, and weightlifting. Those are the only five that I like.
Well, I used to like to watch the Olympics, but unfortunately it's gotten so political, just like everything else. You've got countries not being allowed to go or not going because they're protesting something, and, you know, and then you've got all the drugging and all this other stuff. And, you know, I lived in Los Angeles in 84 and went to the Olympics, and I saw the wrestling and gymnastics and water polo and stuff, and it's fun, but, you know, it's just, to me, it's kind of, I don't know, it just doesn't seem real anymore because there's so much drugging, and some countries do it, you know, even though they're not supposed to, that, you know, it's just, it's not the same. And, you know, I used to sit there and watch it, you know, during the, I think it's what, about 2 weeks that it's on, and watch it all day and all night and try to watch all this other stuff. And when it's on now, it's like, I don't know, I'd rather watch Netflix, to be honest with you.
Sometimes it can be a little frustrating, too.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's frustrating when you're working out, you know, you've been working out for, say, like, the same routine for, they said between 6 to 12 weeks to change your routine,
yeah,
you know, so that the muscles don't really get used to the same routine, you know, and it just gets frustrated when you're doing all this work and you're not seeing results, you know, and when you have a lower back pain like I do, you know, it gets extremely frustrated because I'm trying to push at something, you know, and I can't, you know, because of the lower back. You know, sometimes when I'm lifting up the, at the time, you know, that we had the power blocks, you know, when I went forward, you know, I dropped it really quickly, you know, and it's, you know, a normal person, you know, you can't do that, you know, that doesn't have a lower back pain, you know, and apparently, you know, I found out that I have arthritis in the lower back, you know, but I don't know if there's a way to fix it, sort of thing, you know. You know, what is it that you have, like a chromosome thing that, you know, in your lower back?
Cortisone shots?
Yeah. I'm wondering if that would help.
Well, I think with you, a lot of it, if you lost your belly, it would help with your
exactly,
back.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I've
when you have a belly, it causes curvature, you know, in
I know,
your spine.
With it's hard for me to even do the, you know, the crunches, because, you know, there's still, like, strain on our lower back, you know, and it's just, I find it very hard, you know, and not having the pain being there, you know, so it does get very frustrating, you know, with the, you know, with some of the exercises. I mean, with the resistance bands, you know, it's fine. You know, I'm able to do it, but I gotta watch off because it triggers the lower back as well.
Yeah, it can.
You know, so because it resists on itself.
I think what you need, especially since you have back problems, is kind of what I do need. What I get through the physical therapy is you need to work with a trainer and set up a routine that is specifically designed to help you with your lower back without aggravating it, you know. And so, you know, because sometimes, you know, I mean, that's why these people are educated, you know, in those areas, and they can help you to avoid problems while developing other areas to support, you know, to increase the health in the problem areas. Unfortunately, those trainers can be expensive, but you only need to hire them like once or twice, and then, you know, to get the general idea of what you need to do. And so
I kind of find it funny, you know, because my, you know, during the New Year's, my mother says that she wanted to do a little more exercises, you know, and and it's kind of funny because she doesn't really exercise at all. Yeah. You know, even, and by her saying I'll be doing more exercises, it's really funny when she said that, because she doesn't exercise to begin with.
Well, then it turned into, well, maybe I'll start do that for Lent.
When she does Lent, she always quits the sugar, but then she goes back on it.
Right, exactly.
You know, and with her sisters, you know, they say once you get off sugar, you know, you go, you know, you won't go back on it. She says bullshit. Because she went back on it.
No. Well, you know, I had a Catholic friend that she, you know, I asked her one day, why? What do you give up for Lent? She goes, avocados. I hate avocados.
I can't stand avocados because then I have no taste to it.
No, but in other words, give up something you don't want to eat.
Oh yeah. But technically, I don't like the way it it's mushy. The way it smells. I tried it once, and you know, it didn't. It kind of like turned my stomach. You know, I don't like avocados at all. They said avocados is really good for you.
Yeah.
You know, but not for me, because it doesn't agree with my stomach.
Well, the only reason it's good for you is because it's actually good fat, and people have this misconception that you know, you need to cut out all fat. Well, your body needs fat. Your body needs fat for hair, for skin, you know, all that stuff. But there's good fat and there's bad fat.
I suppose that if there was something to mix it in, you know, so it doesn't really taste avocado, I would probably eat it.
Well, we used to mix it with, you know, with mayonnaise and you know, tuna and stuff, and then you know, there's all kinds of stuff. Avocados, it's always been one of those that I don't really like it. I go through phases, you know. If it came to choice between an avocado and Kung Pao chicken, I'd probably have Kung Pao chicken every time.
You know? Oh, I have my protein, Kung Pao chicken.
My protein. Just give me some more insulin.
It has chicken in it.
It has chicken in it. It's got protein. Somewhere.
I'm craving for Kung Pao chicken now.
I know. the other thing is, you know, I try to cook everything from scratch. That way I can control the, you know, the sugar, the, you know, the fat, the salt, you know, use fresh stuff as much as I can. Mm. It's difficult sometimes when you're on a poor man's budget, because the sugary canned stuff, you know, is cheaper, you know, and it's easier to store, because, you know, you just put it in the cabinet. You know, being a cook, I'm used to being, you know, in the restaurant where everything is cut and prepped.
You're prepped,
you know,
yeah.
And that's, somebody else cleans it up. And,
that's,
you know,
what a lot of people that work out or exercise, you know, that they do is that they do the prep work for the week.
Yeah, that's true.
And
Yeah, and stick in the
it's
freezer or the
yeah.
fridge or whatever. Yeah,
I
I'd like
want
to
I
get a
want to be
box freezer.
yeah I want to be able to start doing that.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, we have to think about the portion sizes too, you know, because you know before you used to pile the plate on my plates for dinner,
Wow. That
and
okay,
that's the
that's an excuse. Going back for thirds that does not verify that what you just
Yeah,
said.
and you have to like really think about portions too, you know. I mean, yeah,
Yeah,
man,
that's true.
but you know what? If you're not eating all day, you know, you kind of you're hungry, you know, and you know, yeah, you're gonna have seconds.
Well, actually, if you follow the old diabetic rule and diet, your vegetable should be larger portion
Is a half of the plate.
and the other quarter should be your protein and your starch.
The
You know,
carbs,
and
yeah.
a lot of and Americans eat salad backwards. You should eat salad at the end of your meal versus the beginning of the meal because the vegetables and the lettuce pushes everything through, you know, the actual system. So,
That kind of blocks it too, right?
what do you
In a
mean?
way,
What do you mean?
with the lettuces.
What do you mean?
You know, with the salads, you know, wouldn't that kind of like block the, or make the actual lettuce leaves, you know, if they're going through the
No,
system,
it's bit.
wouldn't that kind of like, it digests a little bit longer or something?
What do you mean at the end?
Hmm.
No, it helps to push everything through because it's roughage.
Hmm.
It's, you know, it's like fiber.
Yeah.
You know, you know. But anyway, miss my old. Need to get some pots and pans so I can cook. We've moved in our
We're
transition, and
still trying to get things organized here.
well, I was waiting to buy pots and pans until we got into a permanent place because I did not want to move it. And we're going to be here in this place for a while waiting for housing, so I can go ahead and get some pots and pans.
Oh yeah,
But in
I mean
fact,
we have the storage right now because the other kitchen was kind of small. You
yeah.
know, you couldn't be able to put anything on it, you know, inside that kitchen. I mean, the microwave was actually on top of the kitchen table,
Right,
you know,
exactly.
and I mean, it was really small. It's probably like maybe like half the size of this kitchen.
But like tonight I'm making chicken soup in the crock pot, which I've been cooking all day. But one thing I do find that especially since I have hand issues with my fingers, but I buy like fresh pre-cut carrots and celery and bell peppers, and like for the soup, I bought like a bag of soup mesh, which has leeks, onions, carrots, all that stuff in it. So I just throw it in the actual crock pot, and it's that way you're actually getting fresh stuff, you know, and you can control the fat and the sugar and all that. Plus, I put olive oil in there too, so it's actually it's actually not too bad.
Yeah,
I just gotta make sure that I don't throw like softball sized dumplings in the chicken, you know, because
but you do.
not all the time, no.
Cause
But
you like that. You like those
everybody
dumplings.
likes, you know,
You know,
their
when you first
pasta.
said the dumplings, I automatically thought that you put chicken inside the dumplings. You know, I'm thinking about what you get at the Chinese place, you know,
Oh,
the
no,
dumplings,
yeah,
and you have the
no.
meat in the middle.
No,
That's what.
the dumplings I'm talking about are actually southern dumplings, but it's all a form of, you know, every culture has dumplings. I mean, you know, chicken and dumplings, it's like, you know, but yeah, but I actually make them pretty light and fluffy, so they're not too bad, but tonight I'll probably just put like, you know, maybe like a quarter cup of pasta in it, so it'll be more soup than actually noodles. Sometimes I'll put in like a little bit of rice, so it's got a little bit of carbs in it also.
Yeah.
But my big downfall is like if I make soup, I want to have like 4 pieces of bread, you know, with butter on it to dip in the soup. So, you know, you have to be careful about that too. You know?
Yeah, for the soup to absorb in the bread.
Exactly.
You also like the scones here that you make.
Yeah, I've gotten pretty good at them. I make buttermilk scones, but I don't put any sugar in them. I sometimes I'll put a little bit of stevia in them. The other thing I do is I make the scones and then I brush a little bit of honey butter on the outside, so you've actually got, you know, a little bit of sweetness, but it's not a lot, and because it makes them taste better. But
stevia is for. It tastes better now than it does with sugar because, you know, we used to buy sugar all the time and, you know, we just switched automatically and now that it's like I can't stand sugar.
Well, yeah.
It has a really more strong, sweeter taste than the stevia does.
It's true.
You know, and I'm so used to it with the stevia, you know, and that's actually a plant, isn't it?
Yeah, but you have to read the labels. Some of the stevia has aspartame in it. You need to get the ones that have pure stevia, and I think it's Truvia or something.
Truvia, yeah,
something like that. But yeah, there's it's like people say, you know, how do you cook without salt? Well, you just get used to it because everything has salt in it, so you don't really need to add salt, you know. If you need salt, just put in, you know, a couple splashes of soy sauce or Worcestershire sauce. But, you know, if you're used to having, you know, a tablespoon of sugar, of salt when you're cooking soup, I mean, you know, you're not going to notice it. But if you take out that salt, after a while, you know, you don't need the salt, you know what I mean? Of course, there's a lot of master chefs out there that would say I'm fucking crazy, but, you got to have salt, you got to have pepper, you got to have this, but anyway, being a
all
cook,
this food
battled that argument for years.
All this food is making me hungry now.
Yeah, I know.
Is this almost finished?
I'm eyeing those tangerines over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, the soup?
Anything else?
Yeah, it's probably about another half hour. I gotta take the bones out.
Do you want to end it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good it's a good podcast. Good, just a little bit over than a half hour.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna end this up, and we will catch you then.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye. So goodbye. Goodbye.